Masechet Shavuot, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Zayin. Here we'll talk about a person who swears over and over again about the same thing. Mishnah says, Shavuah shelo ochal kikar zo. If a person made a swear that he was not going to eat this loaf of bread, Shavuah shelo ochelena, Shavuah shelo ochelena. Then he repeats that swear over and over again. I swear I will not eat it. I swear I will not eat it. And then ve'achala, then he eats it. Eno hayav ela ehat. He's only obligated to bring one korban hatat olev yored if he ate it, because only the first swear took effect. Similar to the last Mishnah. We said in the last Mishnah that since he's mushba ve'omed, he's obligated at Har Sinai when he swore to keep the Torah about the mitzvot. So any swear can't piggyback on top of that. Likewise over here, if he made a swear that he was going to not eat something, he's obligated by the Torah to not eat something. That becomes his new quote-unquote mitzvah. So if he makes another swear, I'm not going to eat it, he's swearing about a mitzvah of the Torah. So that doesn't take effect whatsoever, and therefore he would only be hayav one time. Now we'll say, Zohi shevuat bitui shehayavin al zedona makot, v'al shigigata korban olev yored. This is the type of swear that if a person violated it on purpose, he would be liable to receive malkut. And if he violated it by mistake, he would be liable to have to offer a korban ole veyored, again, if that was unintentional. What we're saying over here, this is the specific case where a person would receive malkut. If a person violated something that was action-based, here, he swore not to eat something, and his violation was action. He did something. In that case, he would be obligated, he would receive malkut. That's the only time you would receive malkut. But if a person in the inverse case, for example, he swore to eat something, but then he refrained from doing it, that would not be liable for that person to receive malkut, because it's a lav she'en bo ma'aseh, a lav, a violation of a Torah law that has no action. He just refrained from eating. There, en lo kin alav, we would not give him malkut. So that's the example of a case where a person would receive malkut. It has to be action-based. Val shigigata korban olev yored. But if a person violated the swear unintentionally, he would have to bring korban olev yored. But that would apply to both versions of the violation. If he violated it by eating when he wasn't supposed to eat, or he violated it by not eating when he was supposed to eat, in both of those cases, a person would have to bring a korban olev yored. Now we'll introduce the next type of shevuah, which is shevuat shav, a person who's a vain oath, a person who swore when there was no reason for him to, we'll explain in the next Mishnah. Shevuat shav, hayavin al zedona makot, Ve'al shigigata patur, for a vain oath, a shevuat shav, a person who violated that on purpose would receive malkut. But if a person violated it by mistake, he's completely exempt from it. What we're saying here is there's no idea of a korban olev ve'ored for a violation by mistake of a shevuat shav. That only exists with the shevuat bitui that we were discussing.